Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Let's deal with some eye-watering numbers and bring in NVIDIA.
Yeah, look, I thought it was a solid result. I mean, you know, for a $3 trillion company. So net income during the quarter lifted 20 to 22.1 billion. That's an 81% jump from the previous year. Their quarterly sales, they were just shy of $40 billion. They were up 78%. AI demand driving that. Full fiscal year revenue, just a mere $130.5 billion. The guidance for the current quarter, $43 billion. The data, some interesting numbers in here, Mike. The data center business now 91% of total sales. And in the last 2 years, that has increased tenfold. So that's, you know, it's staggering, really, the lift we've seen in that. But here's the thing, Mike. Leading into the result, the share price was up sort of 3.7%. And after hours trading, the market sort of liked it. But there's been no follow through in the overnight trading. In fact, the share price is down 3.8%. And I didn't think there was really anything in that result to unsettle the market. I mean, revenue in 2024 more than doubled from a year earlier. It beat analyst expectations. Sales growth, which remember all centers around the Blackwell chip, the new artificial intelligence chip. The only thing I can see here, I mean, we know mega cap companies are pouring billions into that. The only thing I can see here is that the rate of data center sales growth is slowing, and that does make up most of the revenue. And if you're really searching for negatives, there were some concerns over the margin as well. Look, they downplayed the DeepSeek issue, Mike. They basically said that even the more efficient AI models will still require plenty of processing power in the long run. So, yeah, I'm a little bit surprised that the share price is down.
Now, what does this mean? So we're up on confidence, I'm thinking good, but your own activity thing's down. So how do we explain this? What's going on there?
Yeah, I think sort of what's happened here. So AMD released their monthly business outlook yesterday. Good high frequency read on the state of play. Context, Mike, I think is important here, because as 2024 closed out, business confidence was really lifting. Lots of hope around the prospect of lower interest rates, the economy improving into 2024. We saw a bit of sort of caution come into play in January, but business confidence then has risen 4 points to plus 58 in February, bit of a lift. Expected own activity, generally the mood lifted, but when asked about their own activity, that edged up only 1 point, so not much there. And when they talked about their past own activity, what actually happened with your business, which is the best indicator of GDP growth, it fell 3 points. So you've got a bit of a mix in pricing and cost indication. I think the RBNZ will be comforted by a bit of a blip lower in 1 year ahead inflation expectations, 2.7 to 2.5. And Mike, the one bright spot there, we've talked about the agri sector leading us out into recovery. Well, they were leading the pack in terms of export intentions and investment intentions, and a bit of a pullback in residential construction index, Mike. I'm speculating there's some trepidation over here of the speed and timing of recovery. And that, I think, is the key, Mike. We're sort of hanging on to that positive feel, but there's a little bit of uncertainty now. There's the budwiz. There's a little bit of uncertainty about the sustainability of that bounce back in growth that we think we're going to see in the fourth quarter of 2024. There's a little bit of concern now. Ooh, can we follow that through? And I think there's a little bit of realization now that maybe this is a second half of the year story, not a first half of the year story.
Okay, just give us a quick one. Is it the perfect feed that did it? I'm looking at 10 pieces of secret recipe chicken, 10 wicked wings, large chips, large potato and gravy at $56.49. Is that what did it?
I've got absolutely no idea, really, Mark, about the miniature of restaurant brands, because I have to admit, I don't eat it. But the result looked pretty good, I thought. Net profit after tax, $26.5 million, up 63%. Possibly a touch below analyst expectations. Sales record level, $1.4 billion. Again, here's the result, Mike. Looked kind of solid. Yes, there are some challenging conditions in Australia, California, but the share price yesterday fell 6%. So what's happening now is even the slightest just a little bit of a miss, and the share markets are sort of punishing companies.
Right, give me some numbers.
So the US share market does not like Fridays, Mike, because they're worried. You know why? Because they're worried about what Trump is going to say on the weekend. So the Dow Jones, it's up 0.3%, 43,567, but the S&P 500 down 0.25%, 5,941, and the Nasdaq down over 1%, 18,869. So they worry what's going to come out of the White House over the weekend. FTSE 100, 0.28% gain, 8,756. The Nikkei up 0.3, 38,256. Shanghai Composite gained about a quarter of a percent overnight, 3,388. The Aussies yesterday gained a third of a percent, 28 points, 8,268 to close there. The NZX 50 did have a positive day, 88 point gain, 0.71%, 12,541. Kiwi dollars a bit weaker, Mike, 0.5645, come down below 57 cents against the US, 0.9025 against the Aussie, 0.5420 euro, 0.4471 against the pound, 84.56 Japanese yen. Gold weaker, $2,878, and Brent crude behaving itself, $73.87.
You have a very good weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.co.nz.